I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Criticizing the military isn't done lightly here in the U.S., but when warranted, American journalists can and do take aim at the Pentagon, exposing mistakes or misdeeds. The Defense Department can hit back with lawsuits if it feels the criticism is unjustified. Now keep all of that in mind with this next story out of Pakistan. Hamid Mir is an executive editor with Pakistan's GOTV. A couple of months ago, gunmen tried to kill him. He survived, and he blames elements of the military's intelligence branch, the ISI, for the shooting. I spoke with Hamid Mir earlier today. You're still recovering, I understand, Mr. Mir. In fact, you had surgery yesterday. How are you doing?
Yes, I suffered six bullet wounds, and I've gone through many surgeries, and slowly and steadily I'm recovering.
What proof do you have that the ISI was behind this?
There is circumstantial evidence. Certainly, I don't have the concrete evidence, but they were putting pressure on me. It was not only ISI, but some serving army officers. They were directly putting pressure on me that I should not highlight human rights violations. And that was the reason that I informed the management of the GOTV, not once, but many times in writing, that if anything happens to me, the ISI and their allies in the extremist groups, they will be responsible. And that's why I think that some people within ISI were responsible against attack on me.
Mm. Your channel, GOTV, and its owners, the Jang Corporation, have apologized for extensively reporting your allegations. The army denies involvement, vehemently denies involvement, and you're getting shot. But you still stand by your assertions.
Yeah, I told my management in writing when I came to know that they are under pressure to apologize to the army authorities. I told them that I am a victim. I got six bullet wounds. I cannot walk. There are two bone injuries in both of my legs. So I need justice. So I am not part of any apology.
Pro-army media in Pakistan call you a traitor. What do you have to say to that?
I can only laugh. The pro-establishment, pro-army media is accusing me from last so many years. They have declared me a traitor, but even then, my talk show was the number one, the most popular talk show in Pakistan till April 19th, the evening I was shot in Karachi. So if I was traitor, then why my talk show was the most popular talk show in the Pakistani media?
You know, there have been so many disturbing reports and allegations about the ISI, the Pakistani intelligence services, over the years. What are they doing wrong, you think?
You see, I have nothing personal against anyone. I am not against ISI as an institution. But when they cross the limits, when they violate the constitution of Pakistan, when they violate the local law, when they interfere in the politics, when they try to bribe the politicians, when they try to bribe the journalists, when they pick up some political workers and they assassinate them, then the journalists like me, we have this responsibility to raise questions. So I raised these kind of questions, that why ISI is interfering in politics. Why ISI is providing secret support to some extremist groups who are involved in terrorist activities inside Pakistan and outside Pakistan. As a journalist, this is my duty. I raise these kind of questions, and I will do it in the future.
Mr. Mir, you still speak your mind, apparently. Do you still fear for your life? Do you fear for your life?
Yeah, I am receiving a lot of threats. I still fear for my life. I'm receiving threats through different journalist colleagues. I'm receiving SMS messages. I'm receiving threatening letters in my mail. They want me to leave Pakistan. But if they think that I will run away from Pakistan, I will stand by with my journalist colleagues in Pakistan. I will continue speaking truth, and I will stay here. I will not leave Pakistan.
Pakistani journalist Hamid Mir, thank you very much for speaking with me, and stay safe.
Thank you very much.